God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why do we need a whole chapter of instructions on something that the Holy Ghost does? The Holy Spirit doesn't need instructions. But we do. Because there's a human side to the gifts of the Spirit. And even though the Spirit of God is legitimately moving, we could mess it up. We could sense something right, but yield and try to act on it wrong. The Spirit of God could be giving us something and we can jump to a wrong conclusion about what it means or what it is. That's why we need to use our phraseology according to the Bible. Even when you're talking about, you know, what the Lord said. People say, well, the Lord told me this. Well, now that's a strong way to say it. And it can be that that's how it was, but a lot of times, looking back over the whole thing, it turned out it was obvious it wasn't the Lord. So the Lord wasn't wrong. Huh? If he told you something, it was right. And if he told you something was going to happen, then that's what's going to happen. But see, people can make mistakes. They can sense something and in their own mind decide what that means. Or they can sense something and jump to conclusions about what that's going to mean and how that's going to work out. So a lot of times we need to say it like this. I sense this. Well, what did the Lord say? I wouldn't say that he said that. I sense this. What does that mean? And many times you need to say, I don't know. What does that mean? You need to say, I don't know what that means. But I sense this. And yet, there can be something come so strong, for instance, through the prophet's ministry, that he should say, thus saith the Lord. This is what the Holy Ghost said. This is not what I think he said. He said this. And yet that's a very strong statement, isn't it? You don't hear me say that all the time, or every day, or every service. And yet there's times you've heard me say it. And in all of our lives, that's the way it is. Well, we've got a lot to learn, don't we? Are you interested in learning about it? Are you hungry about this? We're supposed to be spiritual people. Spirit-led, not just mental people, not just natural people, spiritual people. And it's not supposed to be weird and strange. We're supposed to live like this. It's just supposed to be our normal way of life. Covet, he said, to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Now let's go back to chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and read in verse 1. Now concerning spirituals or spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. He's talking about speaking by inspiration. Anybody can say off the top of their head, Jesus is Lord. People that don't even believe in God could say that. You can find somebody drunk on the street and say, I'll give you $100 if you'll say Jesus is Lord. Well, they might slur it and they might use profanity before it and after it, and that don't mean they were speaking by the Holy Spirit. He's talking specifically, and you read this in the 14th chapter with it, and you see very obviously, he's talking about speaking by inspiration. And the speaking by inspiration includes speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Now we're about to read the 9 gifts or manifestations of the Spirit that are listed in 1 Corinthians 12, and you'll see that they fall logically into 3 groups of 3. 3 of these say something. 3 of these do something. Powers manifested. And 3 of these reveal something. Revelation comes through. And we're talking about the 3 that say something. In fact, through 3 of these, God reveals things that He knows and sees. Through 3 of these, God manifests His power. He does things through 3 of these. And through 3 of these, God speaks. God speaks. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Is it desirable to hear God speak?
Yes.
Should it be coveted?
Yes.
That God would reveal something He knows to us?
Yes.
Something He sees? Should it be coveted? Manifestations of what God can do with His power and ability? We should covet these things above what? Should be high on our list. He said, don't be ignorant about these things. And He begins to teach. And He says in verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, or the margin says ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which works all in all. You see a lot of threes here, don't you? Huh? The Father, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and then 3 groups of 3. He said, the manifestation, verse 7, of the Spirit is given to who? Who can expect to have these things? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, this is something we need to get our mind renewed. Because a lot of people believe that, you know, some people believe that these supernatural things just don't happen anymore, period. And then other people, a lot of people believe that they might happen through some special men and women of God. You know, usually ministers. They might happen through Oral Roberts. They might happen through Benny Hinn. They might happen through this one or that one. They might happen. But the Bible says, come on now.
Every man,
the Spirit of God does what? Read it with me. The manifestation, read it out loud with me. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. People say, well, I'm not a preacher. What's that got to do with it? This is not just preacher equipment. Well, I don't claim to be a great prayer. So, what's that got to do with it? See, we've thought wrong.
Yes, sir.
I said we've thought wrong.
Yes.
Every believer, every Christian is to have some of these manifestations in their life. It's true or no?
Yes.
Somebody say, every man,
includes me.
I can have
These manifestations
in my life.
In my life.
And I desire them.
Now
the Holy Ghost goes and manifests Himself where He's desired. Where He's respected. The more He's respected, the more He manifests Himself. And that's one reason I'm a preaching tonight. I'm believing that Faith Life Church family is going to be one of the most respectful to the Holy Spirit. One of the most hungry for Him and desirous that when He thinks about us, He smiles. Come on, if I got anybody with me tonight. When He thinks about the Faith Life bunch, the Faith Life family, He smiles and goes, oh, they're easy to work with. Oh, yeah, they love me. They respect me. They want me. They're not afraid of me. They're hungry for me. They desire me. They want me to speak. They want me to reveal. They want me to do. They want me to move.
Amen.
And if we really do, He will.
Yes, sir.
He's already done some things. He's already doing some things, but it's just the tip of the iceberg of what it's His will to do. He begins to mention them one by one. Verse 8, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Say, I desire the word of wisdom. I covet the word of wisdom. I said, I don't even know what it is. Well, you know, if the Bible said it's good and coveted, that ought to be enough for you. And if you'll keep coming, you'll find out. But how many understand if it's of God, if it's the Holy Ghost, you want it. You want it. Didn't say the word of dumbness. The word of what? Wisdom. You know that's good. You wouldn't have to know much about it to know it's good. To another, the word of?
Knowledge.
Not ignorance. The word of?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. And it's by the same Spirit. To another, faith. By the same Spirit. Now, this is something different than faith that comes by hearing the word. This is something beyond. To another, the gifts of healing. By the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as He will. There He said it again, every man. Every man. Are you one of every man?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Do you have a right to these things in your life?
Yes.
Now, when people do see that and they begin to say, yeah, I believe that, a whole lot of folk, though, start trying to water these things down to something they can relate to that they think they already have. Yep. Oh, yeah, wisdom. God gives you wisdom. That's not what it said. Word of wisdom. Well, yeah, God gives you discernment. That's not what it said. I have the gift of discernment. Bible didn't say that. Discerning of spirits. We can believe for a miracle. That's not what it said. It's the working of miracles. It is a specific way that the Holy Spirit moves supernaturally in the church. None of these are natural. They're all supernatural. You can't get the word of knowledge by going to college. Hmm? Well, I've studied and studied and I got several degrees. Obviously, God gave me the gift of knowledge. That's not what it said. It doesn't talk about a gift of knowledge. It's the word of knowledge. But because people don't know them and they're ignorant of them, they try to relegate everything to something natural that they can understand. Speaking in tongues is supernatural. Prophesying is supernatural. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. If one of them supernatural, all of them supernatural.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Different Kinds of Tongues, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304C. That's R1304C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.